welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. Did you know that Sudoku is from Japan? Of course you did. But in today's episode, I have a light bulb moment when Yasuko says Sudoku in Japanese. We explore this and the challenges of other borrowed words. Let's listen in.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。数読は、日本語が語源だって知ってました？もちろん日本の皆さんは知っていますよね。ところが今日のエピソードでは、ヤッコが数読と言った瞬間に、ちーちゃんはアハ体験をします。これをきっかけに、日本語からすると逆外来語とも言える借用語の話題へと続きます。それでは早速会話を覗いてみましょう。
I feel like, you know, because my brain isn't crisp, so it's like when I'm trying to think of words or like I'm trying to make a reference to something, I'm like, remember that guy from that movie, like from that time?
Yeah, うちさ、
そうなっちゃうから。
やっこ自身もまあそうなってるけど、like my parents, they're like,terrible at this. They're always saying that guy, that movie, that time is for everything. もうね、やっぱね、脳は退化する。It degrades っていうの。
I know. I keep telling my mom because she was like, she keeps saying like something like, if what was she saying? It was like she doesn't like to do things that challenges her mind. And I'm like, you need to do things that challenge your mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Otherwise, your mind is going to rot away.
そうなんだよね。だから結構、まあそれがあって多分ね、日本では数読が流行ったんだよね。
Oh, my mom likes that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's called 数読. Okay, so I just realized what it is. Because here we call it Sudoku, yeah, right? So I'm like Sudoku, 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 and I get my mom these like little Sudoku books, and I got her a calendar where it's like each day there's a page of a Sudoku page that you rip off and stuff. And I never really knew what it was until you just said it, like suji no su.
Yeah.
Sudoku. Like okay, I just realized that.
Oh, you didn't know it was Japanese?
No, I had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it just occurred to me because I never heard a Japanese person say it before. So I've only known it as Sudoku, Sudoku, Sudoku.
なるほどね。Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, it was totally like that katakana moment. Yeah. Remember how we were talking about how katakana, you can't understand what it means?
Yes, yes, yes.
それの反対だよね。
Yeah. It's
That's funny.
It's so funny. だけどね、ヤコもでも、こう、数読は、まあ日本語で先に知ってて、そしたら英語でもみんな数読っていうのをさ、知って、すんげー受けたんだけど、マジでと思って、まあ、いかにも日本っぽいしさ、
yeah.
そういうのをやるっていうのが。でもね、I didn't, どれだっけな、なんかがね、絵文字は最初分かんなかった。あの、ちょっと絵文字じゃなくて、イモジって言うんだよね。だから、で、
前、You say emoji.
イモジで、こう、前、なんかちらっとちーちゃんが教えてくれたけど、こう、emotionとの文字っていう ことで、日本語だと絵の文字だから、
そうそうそうそう、
絵にした文字だから、まあちょっと微妙に違うところあるのかもしれないけど、でもこうイモージーっていうのはもうイモージーだと思ってて、絵文字は絵文字だと思ってたからね、しばらく。I didn't know they were the same, well, maybe not the exact same thing, but they were
But you are the same. Yeah. They're totally the exact same thing, but we just say it differently. And I don't know, it's kind of weird though, because they've become such a part of the English language, mm-hmm. some of the Japanese words that are here mm-hmm. In the English language, that I've grown accustomed to it, but it's like, it's always awkward at first. You know, like a lot of people will say, instead of saying sake, they say sake.
Oh, they say sake. And
that really bugs me. It really bugs me, right? Like sake, you know, but I know if I say sake, people don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? And like, I can't say karaoke. I have to say karaoke because nobody will know what I'm talking about there either. So, you know, I have to use these like really American pronunciations for these Japanese words. And it's like, oh.
だよね。なるよ。だからヤコも、まあこっちだとサキはあんまり聞かないかもしれない。外国人の中でもやっぱみんなサキ。まあ日本人は酒って言うからね。だけど、でも、一つね、不思議にヤコが未だに思ってるのはお酒のことで言うと、酒って言うと、it means the Japanese sake, but it also means alcohol in general.
Mm-hmm.
だけどこう、英語の sake はやっぱり日本の酒なんだよね。日本酒なんだよね。
Yeah, 日本酒のこと。Yeah, it's not...used generically.
Yeah, so だからそこら辺まだね、こうアジャスト今一つこうグラスプするためにはね、ちょっと時間がかかるわけですよ。
There's all these little details.
I know,
though, right?
I know. It's fun, but it's confusing sometimes. だからね、面白いよね、もう。こうまさか数独がまだリンクしてなかったと思わなかった。
Oh, yeah, I mean, I literally, like, when you said it, I was like, oh! Duh! At a duh moment. Yeah, because it's like, it was always... Well, and it's, we say Sudoku.
But it doesn't sound like an American or an English word, Sudoku.
No, I kind of thought it was Chinese.
Oh, okay.Okay.
But I didn't really put that much thought into it, honestly. I realized it wasn't English, but I kind of thought maybe it was like a Chinese word or something. Mm. But yeah, it just when you said it, it just like was like, oh my gosh, that's what it means.
So they go right.
Because it's not like su, like su with a bar on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just sud, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like,It never occurred to me.
It's so funny. Well,
and my mom doesn't say sudoku. My mom says sudoku.
Oh, really?
That's why. My mom, I think, doesn't say it right.
It's your mom's fault.
Because she doesn't say sudoku. Because that, like, again, it's like the suji no su,
de
shou.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe my mom doesn't know.
Yeah, that's what it is, I think. If she says sudoku, then...
She does say sudoku.
Okay, then I don't think she knows that it's a Japanese-oriented word-based word.
I'm so gonna ask her about it now. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。